The Rio del City Council chose to not contribute a percentage of the local motel taxes to the Chamber of Commerce in light of the continuing budget deficit. Prior to that decision, the November 17th meeting of the City Council began with three presentations. The Council approved joining a public agency coalition enterprise joint powers agreement offered by Keenan and Associates for employee health benefits. The city joins a number of other small cities in order to utilize lower-cost, large-group pricing. It was estimated that the city would save approximately $15,000 annually with the new program, and employees would benefit with lower out-of-pocket costs. City Manager Kyle Knopp reported that the employees have expressed support for the change in benefits as contract negotiations are currently underway. Eel River Disposal gave a presentation on solid waste and recycling in the city, which will be deciding on future renewal agreements next year. New recycling options will be coming in the future, such as food waste, which will be combined into other waste materials for compost. The Redwood Coast Energy Authority followed up with a presentation on community choice aggregation in Humboldt County. This would allow RCEA to purchase electric power for participating cities or service districts. The existing wires and equipment of PG&E is used to deliver, meter, and bill the power usage. The Community Choice Aggregation Program, created in 2002, is intended to reduce the cost of energy for consumers. In order to pursue the Community Choice Aggregation model, RCEA needed an update to the Joint Powers Authority that is currently in effect with all of the participating cities. The aggregation program will need to be studied further, and the cities will have the opportunity to decide whether or not to participate somewhere down the road. The City Council voted to approve the amended Joint Power Authority document to allow for more investigation and the possible creation of the community choice aggregation model. The City then considered the request by the Rio del Scotia Chamber of Commerce for an ongoing contribution of a percentage of transient occupancy tax or motel tax revenue. Finance Director Brooke Woodcox presented her recommendation against the contribution at this time due to an ongoing budget deficit in the general fund. The city received an average $11,000 annually from the motel tax, which amounts to 1% of the general fund. The 2015-2016 budget included a deficit in the general fund, despite the increased sales tax implemented with Measure U. The city has contributed funds to the chamber in the past from the motel tax revenue, but this was stopped in 2010 when the city requested financial reports from the chamber and they subsequently dropped their request for funds. Currently, the city pays the water and sewer bill for the library and the fire department out of the general fund, which has surpassed its budgetary amount by over $1,600. The fire department's water consumption during the winter months increased from an average of 12 units in 2014-2015 to 36 units of water this year. City payments for the fire department and library utilities are expected to exceed $5,000 this year. The council asked the city manager to speak to the fire department about their contributing to the water bill in light of the over 500% fire assessment increase that was recently approved. The City Council will reconsider contributions to the Chamber at a later date if the deficit improves. Video of the meeting and the complete packet of documentation can be found at theriodeltimes.com. The next City Council meeting will be Tuesday, December 1st at 6:30 p.m. The meeting will be focused exclusively on the public hearing for the water rate increase. Protest votes will be tallied at that time. A study session on marijuana-related economic development opportunities will be held in early December. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.